Tosin Shabbos, go to Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Esther Abba Tavin, Sven Toshin, and President Samuel Pink, first name is on Thursday.
Remember, it doesn't mean Achim, that Achim, I mean the whole family. Achim is not to be in the street, the little center. He's there, so the whole Chabur has to be there. Amrele don is Godu, the Amrele don is Kot. Rashi, the Dabu Giru Namis, the Nesgodu Yeshidei, Heil, the Shokron, the Sardin, the Rich Abad. I said many times that what is the difference between the kings of Echad and Achim Shemes and Echad and Chabur? Because Achim are members of the family, so they have a similar background, but not a similar objective. Sometimes you have members of the family, one becomes Chochem and Tzadik and King Mitzvahs, and the other one might even be a reformer. Such things happen. But they had a similar background. Chabure, so members of Chabure do not necessarily have to have to be of the same background. Sometimes you find a member of a certain Chabure who is a ger. His background is the background of a Davi Zohar, but they have the same goal, the same objective. So if a member of the family passes away, then the whole group of people who are of the same background, even though they have different Weltanschauungs, different goals in life, different foregrounds, but everybody has to be disturbed. Everybody is disturbed. Sometimes, unfortunately, it happens that a member of a certain family is an assimilated Jew, he's a reformer, but it happens such things. It happens such things. Your daily son, I'm not going to mention names, whose sons were Yetzirah Tavosor, but when a member of the family dies, so the whole family has to be there. No, it's not our yet, but the Mordechai mentions that Rabbi Yigalshi, Miradilo, had his son, who is Hengel's Gossip, he came in here now. Mishum. More connections. So Rabbi Gershon Miragilo observed Avelis not 7 days, but 14 days. It has to be explained. That's not how we mean. We're not learning Mitzvot. We're not learning, the Sanhedrin, what the Torah says, Avelis without Mitzvot. So then there is no Avelis, there is no Tumah. How come the Rabbi Yashu Rabbeinu is set Shiva not 7 days? And for this, or there is a Dovino Baba in Yehuda, there is a Chazam Sefer. It has to be explained. But that in conformity, of course, no one says that Rabbi Yashu Rabbeinu held that there was Nechuyev to observe Shiva and even 14 days. First of all, where is there such a Haloche of sitting Shiva 14 days, he said, because Kalvachimba is too much without me, and no one will come and say, you're from hell. So Yeshiva Yomim, Kalvachimba is too much without me. Why does the Torah say that Shiva Yomim, Miriam should be Guru? So, Dai will not do his knee. But without Dai, we would say 14 days. So Rabbi Gershon, on the Shores Hadin level, he used that kind of kalachim. It has to be explained. I mean, If Rabbi Gershon, if somebody else did it, it wouldn't make sense. But Rabbi Gershon did it, so it has a basis in the halacha, not from the point of view of chiyuv, but from the point of view of the finishers. But how come he was a, his son was a person like a tzibur? So the Chasam Sefer says, and the Nebuhude says, that the father is different. When the father suffers a bereavement of his son who is fierce and dark and evil, then he has to observe it. Because of that tragedy that overtook him, that his son became a mumer, so he has to observe Avelis, I'm not discussing it. But that conforms to the concept of Echod min Achim Shemes, Yidadu Ko Achim Ko. So in other words, if a member of the family is left there, so the whole family has to be there, even though that member was left there, has a different golden light in Akot al Akot. That member of the family is a reformer. So, and the other members of the family are tzaddikim and daily, but they had the same background. So, all the other members of the family have to search the house. So that maybe they did something that caused that member of the family to be Yetzer Tavosov. He is a Tavosov. So, Echad Mechabura Shemes, they are called Chabura Kul. Chabura in the country can consist of people who are from different backgrounds. Nakotzla Kotze, I mean, Shmai Vaftalian work, in the Chabura of the Tanoim, of the Chachmi Yisrael, and the Bulgarian. The Bulgarian, the neighbor of Shalsisro, So, when Echad Mechabura Shemes, even though the different members of the Chabura are from antithetical backgrounds, but they have the same program, they have the same goals in life, so they have to search their hearts. Amro Lelem is Godu, the Amro Lelem is Godu. בכל המקלקלים פטורים. תונה רב אבויה קאמה לרב יחנן, כל המקלקלים פטורים חוץ מחבר ומד. That מקלקל is פותר, except חבר ומד. Why חבר ומד? Because of the Sakos. This is what רב אבויה mentioned before I hear. Omale, so Rabbi Yechanan said, Puktan Olibo, Chivu Mavi Inemish. In other words, that Mikalkil is poter, even Chivu Mavi, that Mikalkil is poter, even Chivu Mavi, so is Mikalkil is poter. Puktan Olibo, it's not so. The Mikalkil, so is poter. So, So then, only in the case of Chibur Tzorach Mikalkin, and Mabe Tzorach Mikalkin, where there is some kind of tikkun, not a full tikkun, but some kind of tikkun. But if there is no tikkun altogether, Rabbi Yechanan says, then, even Chibu Mavi and Mikalke in this one. But now the Rashi. Chut Mechibu Bode Mikalke in the Chayim of the Tanakh in the Shad Chavir of the Shabbos Bota and the Shalei with the Shemidin Binafshe. Now here, the Rashi is good. It's not difficult. But the Rashi in the Rukame, that one and all that, there is a very strange Rashi. Very strange. I don't know what kind of terror there could be in this world. Rashi in Shabbos says, in Shabbos, I mean, in Borokami, that when Dawit says that in view of the fact that Pandit Chesky says, Ma Godin, Ma Gepin, Hayobi Mishishin, Gimakturum, and Bashin. So if somebody, let's say, is Zil Kechetz, Trilas Dalad, and Zil Dalad, and Kor Anshab, Kona Seroin, Lal Chose, so it doesn't have, he's not going to have to pay because coming around there, because his high means. So, one would say, without the special Zil Sakosu, that's only true if it doesn't be lazy, so it's coming around there. But the Shaman cannot try to say, so then he should not be put there. So there's the drosha of Hakod and Makadei, no. Then, even the lazy, there is a real being said. So even if he doesn't be shady, he can simultaneously, with the Avera be shady, or feel being said, be lazy. So he becomes the free of money, it's magic story, so he's caught. So Rashi, boy, that's Tommy the Chesky. But Rashi mentions it in Chesky, very strange. He said, Mimele, if somebody will be in the Chal of Shabbos, and you'll be in the Chal of Shabbos. So the Chal of Shabbos is what? And together with the Chal of Shabbos, by way of Mikalke, he'll be Kereya, Sehoyim, Lalech Hosei. I mean, whatever, he'll be Mazik, so then he's also part. Because of Tony Mechesi is all Rashi will come in the front of it. So of course it's very difficult. Shaking, so it's a Maisavera, but there is no Chiv missing. There is a Chiv Chavis. And even if there is no Chavis, but it's a Maisavera. But Mikal Keir, it's not Melechas Machsheves. So it's no Maisavera Midrashi. So how can Tony Lecheski is halacha applied. Here Rashi says, just the reverse. Here Rashi says, just the reverse. Chutz, Nechidu Dodo, Nimkau, Kalu, Vichayim. Na, Nachidu, Vichavir, Vishabes, Potam, Vishalim, Nipun, Shemidim, Vinafshi. So here he says, the reason as to why we say that coming the Rabbin in Spotter, even those in Kalkale, because by Chavure there is no Ptur of Mikalke. Implying, but in the Meloches where there is a Ptur of Mikalke, then we don't say Kondrat. So that Mamesh, just the opposite of what, right? So this is a right discussion. But this is just the opposite of what Rashi says in the time. Rashi's will comment upon it. There the Mishnah says, now that I'm afraid, the Mishnah says, Sheira Shehidri Kesagotit Mishabos Chai. One Sheira sets fire to the Godish of Kabir and Shabbos. So they arrive to Bala Sheira to do it today. But who Sheira Kesagotit Mishabos Chai? Mishabos Chai. Then Kabir says, Kamiwa Dilekhanen, Kolam Kalkulim Tu, Now, Shere Shinde Kisagoni Mishabis Chaye, the Hushin Kisagoni Mishabis Chaye, because Tony Hudu Yidi Shere, Mashere in the Kabole. The question is, does the Mishnah reference the case where the person is Mashere in the Kodish, is Sorbe Afrey, or is Mashere in the Kodish, just Machmas, Sine, and it's not in Zorba. So he says, he says, it's good to be the share, Mashiach and Kabbalah. Since when is the share interested in the infer? So when share is not really Kabbalah, it's reference to the case, means the share is not so bad. So maybe the other example that the Mishnah mentions, who she is a Kabbalah, also such a very similar case. Well, it's not so bad, so it's the Kabbalah Gomu. And still, the weird why did not come to Rabbi, so it's a guy that is hired, otherwise, we wouldn't apply the dinner from the Rabbi. So then Rabbi says, no, it's no right. Must this be shaved? Uch, the Tome de Vecheski, the Tome de Vecheski, Makodum, Makbeimo, Ma Makbeimo, the Kulakto, the Jimmy Homes, the Sams of Rabbi, the Achille, the Achille, the אף מקודם מתחות בידים שיכו ליבים במשחב שמשחבי בידי השיר דחלי אליך את מול פיתנות שרקה שסייז לילו המסניס ולא יקבול אליה so but then you ask so how is he potter from the shame but if all is in the calcul so there's no coming to happen So he says, "Why the potom tashmonim love me? She the lady bechid misa. Mas misafu b'shiling nana the lechi misa misa. The potom tashmonim tani lecheski. So mele even though mikalpon is poter by itself halfway, but he's potom tashmonim. So there's a rashi surprises. He's very clever. Purely compressed. He make him as." Die Robbe make massist. Du boit, du loi boi lache. U porta me isi tau, she shirit pon. Bin a losha maschne, du zwei kommt rasche. Und die Gemorre says, massist, die Schee, die Börse, die Schee, die Mame. Massist is like Schee. So see, just the Schee, we apply da loche, from the Rabbe, even though it's not high, we say, but for the maze, it of that man said, He would be high misses, so mele, it patters in fantastum and even when he done the shame. So the same thing is true, when his mother is a Kodesh, they are like you. So he's potter of misses, he calculates potter of misses. But the din of coming around is still applied, just that by shaving the din of coming around applies, even though he's potter of misses. So he just says, no, then I wash a mash packet. Or double machine. She gave me some locha, or come in some locha, it's no nice avail in rice. Elonish Lema must listen to Shady. The whole good say, Ash, me on. The whole good say, Ash, me on, who do me the Shady? The Shady, Mashiri, the Shady, the food is Shady. But locha pot and the tongue of the rest. In other words, the Mishnah deals in the case of Tzorba. But you say, how can the Mishnah deal in the case of Tzorba? After all, the Mishnah mentions the case of Shevel, the case of Kuchin, etc. So there must be some similarity. So he said, there is a similarity. Not the full similarity, but there is some similarity. Just the shaving. Whatever he does in the shaving, such I have to say, by Al-Chai, amazing. So here too, also be shaving. But it's not completely similar, because when the Shea does it, so he's not so far. But when he does it, it's so far. Anyway, but Chashishitim is that Chashishitim will come in. The Tamil Cheskis didn't apply his thing to the conflict. It's very difficult because by shaking, so there's a nice idea. What is shaking? There are two of them. But here the character is not even a nice idea. But Rashi here says just the reverse. Now the Ramban, now the Gemara mentions the Yerushalmi. So on the surface, the Yerushalmi tends to imply like Rashi. That is to be expected. Alright. Now, in the Mishneh, in Kalkalu Pot, in Tzor on Dama Yitzin Achor in Kalkalu, in Kalkalu in Tomelbo, in Sakin Yitzor Akalkalu. Ramnan, on an Gemara Zekashe, how can you say, how can Rav Abuye say that in Kalkil the Avor and the Chabu is higher, but the Mishnah says here the Beresh Kolam Kalkim to him. He doesn't say Kolam Kalkim to him, Chutz Mechelon Rav. It says Kol, without Chutz, so that means Yid Mechelon Rav. Masnissan Rav Yud, or say in the Teres, Masnissan Rav Yud, Reis Erepshim. In other words, the Mori is saying that whether Chibu Mavi of the culture is Chayva Nad is a Machlekin between the hidden where do we find the Shema? We don't find the Shema. So there is a Machlekin is the Shema. The Shema divided. Some of the Shema say that this Machlekin between the hidden and Rav Shimen is based upon the other Machlekin. So according to Rav Shimon, that Mokshin is got there, some melee, we have exerts and hustle by Yunen, by Sleepers, by Skin, that in Kalkil is high. Mashin can come to the Yunen, Mokshin is a little bit. Mokshin is a little bit for is higher, so then we don't have exerts and hustle by Yunen, by Sleepers. Because what kind of those accustomed do we have by the way? Because Babilet, the Torah says, Milet is Mamma is the Hashavas. Only because of the special those accustomed. And only this Mamma, Shalit is Mamma. So you're not allowed to be Mamma. But even Shalit is Mamma, without a special those accustomed, Milet should be Mutter on Shabbos. Because what kind of new offer does he do? He's the cult. But Babilet would say, not the culture, it's the Sash. In other words, what kind of tikkun mitzvah. So, according to the Buddha, tikkun mitzvah is also. According to the Shimon, that it has to be Rosh and Tzurich of the Gupo, is put there. So, maybe tikkun mitzvah is not tikkun. It has to be a physical, a mundane, not a ruch mitzvah, not a tikkun mitzvah. In other words, what kind of tikkun is it when he's not a child? He's been calculated, he's chidei, everything. But he's the kind of needs, and without the king, so he's machshon, he's all the achilas chumor, he can even become Pesach and so on. But, so according, so the question is tikkun mitzvah considered misake, or misake means a physical, not a tikkun mitzvah. that, according to Rashi, depends upon the machlekes between the Din and Rashi. According to the Pshimit, that Lohosh and Tzvonku for Yishaye, Sabinayle, the Tzirach, does not have to be an intrinsic Tzirach. It can be an extrinsic Tzirach. If it can be an extrinsic Tzirach, Sabinayle, it can be a different Mitzvah, it's also an extrinsic Tzirach. But according to Rakhine, the Lohosh and Tzvonku for Yishaye, so the Tzirach has to be an intrinsic Tzirach. What do you mean intrinsic? It has to be in the actual Melacha. Now the Melacha is a physical thing. It's not a spiritual thing. It's not a thing. The Melacha is a physical thing. Bure or Mavir, that's a physical thing. It's not a spiritual thing. So Mela seems that the Tzirach has to be intrinsic. So the tikkun also has to be intrinsic. In order to be intrinsic, it has to be physical. Not mitzvah. Not spiritual. Not ruchnius. Not even mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Yudeh, the tzirah does not have to be an intrinsic. It can be an extraneous, extrinsic. So maybe it can be mitzvah. Tikkun Torah. That's the way Rashi explained it, and the Armenian Rishonim who agree with Rashi. But then the Armenian Rishonim say, no, this is separate machlekes. There is no logical connection between this machlekes, between this machlekes, between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, and the machlekes in Rabbi Shimon, two separate. It just happens that Rabbi Shimon, where is that machlekes? The Gemara had the Kabbalah, there was a machlekes. Many times the Gemara mentions machlekes tanoim, where we don't find it in the Mishnah and the Brisa, and but the Chachamim had the Kabbalah that there was a machlekes between Rabbim and Rav Shimon as to whether the kalkil, the chaburim, the avor is higher or not. And the machlekes is because Rav Shimon says the kalkil, the chaburim, and the avor is higher. Why? Why did the Sakosu be Sakosu to Mile? Because Mile, Rav Shimon says, Mile is the Kalkil, he's Tikkun Mitzvah, so Rav Shimon says Tikkun Mitzvah. He's no Tikkun. Not because Rav Shimon is Shidrasi, there is no logical connection. So, Rav Shimon is two separate halachas from Rav Shimon. And Rav Yudah says Tikkun Mitzvah. And we have no observer Sakosu to Mile, because there is not the Kalkil. And the same thing by Sefer Paskeyan, Davoras Apsilo. So the Buddha says, that's not the Kalkil. So, Malin Vashe, someone Malin Vashe, Psilo. So, it's not the Kalkil. It's not the Kalkil. Vashein Kain. Rakshimin says, it is the Kalkil, but it's separate machlages. There is no life of it. Now let's see that. Oh, no, let's see that. First, let's go to the Mark. Banan Knam kommt aus Kudimas, wissen wir du, der Preis Röpfchen, mein Teil der Röpfchen, mit ihm von Kohl, mit Schremile, auch Hegel Baum, der Chaye, und mit Jose Rachmone Avorek, alle was gehen, Schmami, nur mal der Baum, der Chaye, der Röpfchen, der Hosso, mit Sakin, mit Rabashe, dem Rabashe, Malu, mit Sakin, Mile, Malu, mit Sakin, Kli, Malu, mit Waschel, Pzilo, Malu, mit Waschel, Samonim, Right, another Russian. But now, you can hear you in the head, you talk, you call me, you mad, you talk, you have to be scarce. The other people, you call to it, you look at me, you suck in with it, you hear it. Or that you, the guy, got me, you look at me, you can hear it. But when you call to it, you suck in for there, the other got the ratio, So in other words, so the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah that says Kalkam Durin represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of the view is a thing, right? So Rashi is the Kasha, Rashi is the Kasha. The Apal Gav Tereshin Mas Misi or Kmino. Kerapshimen, because the Gemara says the whole Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Rabbi Shimen. So in other words, Hakereya Bahamose called Rashi it's not only Hakereya Bahamose called Maskoni Gimore represent the view of Rashim. Even Kereya Almeise represents the view of Rashim. Taste is only Kereya Bahamose, Bahala Poches, Kereya Bahamose certainly represents the view of Rashim, Hora Bidu Rashim, or Bidu Rashim, and the Kong Rashi. Not only Kerei Bahamas, even Kerei Al-Maisi represent the view of Rapshime, represent the view of Rapshime, and here the Gemara says that Kolam Kalkam Kduin represent the view of Rapshime. So Rashi says, the beginning of the Mishneh, the Reishe, represent the view of Rapshime, but the second member in the Mishneh, Kolam Kalkam Kduin, including Kribu Nadir, represents the view of Rapshime. Aber gab der ich was ich mit Rabshimen, ich kann nicht mehr an diesen Porter, sicher an mir. Of course, so many Rabshimen say that this is in there. Okay. Und preis Rabshimen, da man auch schon zu einem guten Porter war. Hier kann ich hier auch eine very difficult, it's very difficult question. Hier kann ich in Chochim und Maria, schein kaufen. Da ich noch משהו, סאקי, מצרח, אחרים, לרבשים ולחושים, לחושים. דהום לא חושים, צריכו לגופים, אלא בשביל קאות ולחבור ולבור לחי, יאו וכאן. So, modern, more says, מי צריך קור? How does רבשים know that the קאות ולחבור ישראל? Because the Torah says, and the קאות and the special skills are possible. So you're allowed to be married in the team who knew of his mother and shots, but not knew of his mother. Knew of his mother because it's Deich. But if it couldn't be Deich, it would be in the Loch. Why the Loch is the Kalko? So we don't have to resolve to create. The answer is, the Kalko is also high. It is the Kalko. Why the Mashmin in the Yemi Seder, after the Shabbos, Umi Lechidu, Nifal, Shom Kalko, Chabu Lechai. The debts in the gap in the Kalko Chabore. Where do we have it? Of course, the Kalko Chabore, that's where the Baskin. Yos Rachman Abore Baskin, the Shabbos. So why did the Torah say Yosef? Why did the Torah say Yosef? In other words, because it's a Moloche. But what kind of Moloche is it? Anyway, from this Gemara, there is a Kasha in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that the Shabbos, that there is a special love in Reise to be Manish and Shabbos. And all the Zaloche that we have allowed to Christians. Not only the Nimish and Nise, the Nimish and Malkes, and there is a Loch that is not allowed even to arrest a person and Shabbos. It's not the real thing. But anything that is considered as Nimish, whether it's out to be with us, or if Teiras turns, let's say you arrest somebody who committed a crime, you don't arrest him for Teiras Emesh because you want to deter other people from committing the same crime, or to deter him from repeating the crime again. You're not allowed to do it, I'm sure. Not allowed to arrest anybody in Shabbos. Unless it's or whatever. But like because you're not allowed to be managed. But the Rambam says that there is a lot of derisive for being managed in Shabbos. Where is the law mentioned? He said, Bower is the only to say Khatib Mashab. So the Rambam says, even Malkus, Malkus was not. in the Lachen Malkis. So, best Nitzayit Malkis, in someone, it's Chayit Malkis, they are either the love of the Zibar or each for home of the Zibar. So that means that the Nisar of the Zibar or each is not based upon Nisar Lachen. Even the basis of Lachen, it could be Chayit Malkis, it could be Chayit to be the Nisar, not to the execution of Malkis. So it's especially Nisar of being Manish and Shabbos. So maybe how can we learn out? How can a king learn out that how can you go on his high? Because the door says this father in Hong Kong said in the Shabbos, why are you going to steal Shabbos? Why can't you steal Shabbos? It's the law. It's the law. So you should move that. So that means that the Mr. from this glory to appears that the Sibala Eva Homer the Tsukhanina Shabbos is not expressive of the Nisar of being punished. It's expressive of the Nisar Loch. They're not allowed to be punished in the slave because in the slave involved in the Loch of Abba. But so then the question is how did it involve the Loch of Abba in this whole day? So it's a rile that the cult of Abba is also in the Loch Asher. But according to the Rambam, how could Rav Shimon learn out from that? That we call the Bavon is Chayef, so it's the moment you finish his letter to Rambam. And same the moment you bomb this. Also, his letter to Rambam is a very difficult Rambam. So how can we learn out that we talk about what is high? Maybe we talk about what is water. Then we ask, if we talk about what is water, so there is no Meloche. And Malkis, there is a Meloche. But there is special Israel against Danish. Some Mele, why should sleep there? Be less humble than Malkis, yes.
Malkis is star. We also want to get a Chayvul
Shabbos. Chayvul means he turns down. When you're all key person, there is no charge down. It's a very difficult part right now. Oh, Rachman Rashi, aber ich bin Shabbos. Mal mir sagen, wie halt na von anderen Sachen da bro. Die ich verlor habe, die ging sehr, die ich auf Zilo, schon mal die Zilo schon in der. Die nächsten ist ich Pio. Die der Bischu, sie der Chalber, der Bischu, sie in den Kautel, der Bischu, der Misaki, die Zere, die Samonim, schon mal, die Samischkön, ja, also, That is Rashi's pshat. But then there are the Rishonim who say, no, there is no connection between the machlekes between Rabbi Rav Shimon and the question of Rosh Hashanah. We form the machlekes of Rabbi Rav Shimon and the question whether we calculate Chabula Bavol is right. It's two separate machlekes. But the Rashi is difficult for another reason. Rashi says, "Preis Rav Shimon." Yomam Rosh Hashanah Tzlichu Lebuv HaPotah. Hilkach, Eri Chochei Vom Habi, Shei Mikalki. Vafu Mabi Reitzi Mibli Rosei, Mikalki Lu Eitzo Eitzi. Masho Nisaki Nizlachi Rei Rav Shimon. So Rashi, Shikins, Rashi said, Uli Nire Masnis Rav Yuli, Yomam Rosh Hashanah Tzlichu Lebuv HaChai Olel, Hilkach, Eri Chochei Vom Tzol, Kal Mabi Tzol, Vafu Nishkach Aslo. Darf auch die Kaukul in dem Loch hat, und ich sage, es war Achillion, aber nur der Kai gab mir den Loch, und ich bin nicht nach Achillion, aber die Kaukul in dem Loch, aber ich bin nicht nach Achillion. So Rashi explains, that this Machleg is in the middle of Shimon, and the question of the Kaukul, the Chabur, and the Kaukul, the Kaukul, the depends upon the Machleg in the middle of Shimon, and the question of the Loch Hashem to the Lubo. So according to Rav Shimon, the Loch Hashem to the Lubo is brought there, so the Tzirach has to be a new Jews there. So maybe the tikkun also has to be an intrinsic tikkun. An intrinsic tikkun has to be a physical tikkun. If it is a mitzvah tikkun, so then it's not an intrinsic tikkun, because the melacha itself is physical. It's not mitzvah, it's physical. So but according to Rav Yudeh, the melacha shem tzulkuk is water, so the tzirach can be an extrinsic. So Mele, it doesn't have to be physical, it can be spiritual too, it can be a different needs there, a different needs too. So this is Rashi. So then Rashi says, the reason is why Rav Shimon says that the Kaukil Babor is for there, is because Rav Shimon says, the reason is why Rav Shimon says, Mikalka Babor is Chayev, because in view of the fact that Rav Shimon holds Rosh Hashanah Tzlichu Lebuv HaKol is Poter, so Mele the Tikkun has to be intrinsic. So Mele, even a physical Tikkun, but if it's extrinsic, so it's no, he's not considered Misakim. So by Mavir is always extrinsic, always extrinsic. So then the question about even if his mother eats with the rosa, it's still extrinsic. Because if where's the tikkun? The tikkun is in the veil, in the food. But the davar is done in the eitzim. The eitzim is consumed. So mele, it's extrinsic. So then the question arises, perhaps in the Rashi. So why does Rav Shimon have to resort to the Zakoshim from Sodom? Yes, it's a Zakoshim in the Moloch of Havor itself. It's one of the Lamentes Melachas. So, one of the Lamentes Melachas, Mishki. So since there is, the Torah says that there is one of the Melachas is Avore, and how does Avore manifest itself? Always with an extrinsic tikkun, not an intrinsic tikkun. So, maybe everything is a kosher without recourse to Shreifel Paskin, even if the Torah didn't mention. If there is a question, oh, Sivara ish b'chodesh v'seichem, b'im ha-shabos, I would know that Mikal Kel be'avore is chay. Because the Torah says, one of our personal affairs is Mavir. But Mavir is always an extrinsic. He always involves an extrinsic people, not an intrinsic people. And that's not Misake. So why does the Torah say, Mother is in law. So why do we have to have recourse to the Exeris HaKosuv of Sefer Yechezkel? It's a possibility. It's a very strong kasha against Rashi. I think that even Rashi, maybe there are some Rishonim who do not say, who join Rashi in Yechezkel, and they hold that the machlekes the machlekes between the Rabbim and the Shimon and the question for that, the cult of Chabur and Rabbo Yisraeli logically emanates from the machlekes, from the machlekes in Lo Hashem Tzolim. But Rashi Shiti is not like that. Rashi is also meaning that the Chachomim had the Kabbal, as the other Rishon said, they had the Kabbal that there is a machlekes between the Jude and Rav Shimon, between the Jude and Rav Shimon, as whether Mikalkel, the Chabure, Mikalkel, the Ador is higher from, or is not higher. So, they had the Kabbalah, and if they didn't have the Kabbalah, then we would say that the Tibur of Shimon is needed, that Mikalkel Ba'avore is potter. Why should Abore be different? So then, you ask me, but every Mavir, so the Tikkun is extrinsic, so then I would say, on the basis of Svore, if the Hebrew Jews are supposed to be slated of Bakayim, then I would say on the basis of Svore, that one does not necessarily follow from the other. True, that Rav Shimon says that Lo Hashem Tzolubuk is brought out because the Tzirach has to be intrinsic. The Tzirach has to be intrinsic, but the Tikkun does not have to be intrinsic. The Tikkun can be extrinsic too. One does not necessarily follow from the other. But see, in view of the fact that we have Exeras HaKosu, and the Torah in the Kosik Isibalish, the Holy Jessica Mashab, the Gabisrib and Baskir, tells us that the reason as to why we're not allowed to meet out slavery against the Baskir is because of the Israel of Abore, and by Abore, and by Abore, so it is a Mikalkel, and there it's not only a Mikalkel because there is no intrinsic there. By Sripas Baskeyen, there is no analytical level, there isn't even an extrinsic. There is a difference because moderating with the Hose and Sripas Baskeyen. Moderation with the Hose. So it's the biggest tikkun that there could be on a physical level, not on a spiritual level, but on a physical level. But the tikkun, while it's on a physical level, is extrinsic. It's not intrinsic in the inside. It's extrinsic. It inheres in the food. It inheres in the home. It becomes warm. So it's extrinsic, but it's a physical level. It's a physical level. So in Mele, in the same, if we didn't have the Xerxakosu, so then I would say, according to Rav Shimon, that Mlocho Sheitzricho Mugupo, Yischaye, Yispoter, so in Mele, the tikkun has to be a physical tikkun, not a mitzvah tikkun. But it doesn't have to be dafke intrinsic. It can be extrinsic too. I would say, Mabel Eitzel is a Rosh, if Mabel is a Sakosu of Shreve Faskeya, and I would say Mabel Eitzel is a Rosh is higher. Why? Because he's in Isake. What is calculating? So what difference make it calculating? But he's misak in the house, he's misak in the food. Some may that's a misaki. Roshan Shlul Gufun Spota, all right, Roshan Shlul Gufun Spota. But that doesn't mean that the tikkun has to be intrinsic, it can be extrinsic too. So, now, but one thing which has wrong, according to Rav Shimon, that the Roshan Shlul Gufun Spota, yes, the tzirach has to be what kind of tzirach? That we learn out from the Mishkan. It has to be the law of tzirach and yivo. So what kind of tzirach does it have to be? A spiritual tzirach, a mitzvah tzirach. No, it has to be a physical tzirach. Even though the Mishkan, they use it for mitzvahs, but that's also that's the final goal. But it was at the very initial, the tzirach was a physical tzirach. They had to dye the halosim. They had to use the blood. So that's considered a physical tzirach. The ultimate goal is a mitzvah tzirach. Now, let's say when somebody builds a mismatch. Build a shul. So, why does he want to have a shul? A shul because they're coming, the Jewish should be able to bow, should be able to learn. So the ultimate aim is mitzvah, is ruchnias. But the immediate tzeirach is physical. You want to have a home. So here too, in the Mishkan, so we are coming to Rav Shimon, we learn how it. On Mishkan, that it has to be Melocha Atzricha Ligupo, some Mele, and the immediate Tzirach, not the ultimate Tzirach. The ultimate Tzirach, everything was Mitzvah, was Ruchnias. But the immediate Tzirach was a physical Tzirach, a mundane Tzirach, Some Mele, it had to be, but that doesn't mean that the tikkun has to be Monday. That doesn't mean, so the tikkun also, so the tikkun also has to be Monday, but it doesn't mean that the tikkun has to be intrinsic, so the tikkun could be extrinsic. But since we have exists, but one thing is clear, that according to Rav Shimon, he says the Rosh and the Tzricha the Gufun Spota, some mele, the tikkun has to be physical, not mitzvah, not even mitzvah. So then the question arises, so why does the Torah say this Rabbi Kohen? What kind of melacha do you think about? There is no physical, there is no mundane tikkun. There is only mitzvah tikkun, the kind of mitzvah of Mrs. Bezen. So it's a raya, it's a kosu, that mikalkel ba'avor is kind. This is the shittava. But according to Rashi, once we have the Gzeras HaKosu, that the Kalkel Chavure is Chayev, in Kalkel Bavor is Chayev, so then we say in Saras Vore, that actually every Avor is the Kalkel. But that's only a result of the Gzeras HaKosu. But of Shredet Baskin, but if we didn't have the Gzeras HaKosu of Shredet Baskin, then we would say, no, we counter by Boris Potter. And the reason is why Misaki, Mavi Reitzin, the boss is higher, because he's Misaki on a physical level, he's Misaki on a physical level. Even though it's extrinsic, what did it make? Extrinsic, intrinsic, whether the people is in the Eitzin or the people is in the house, or on the Eichat, but One thing is clear, that the concept of Shimon is a Russian symbol, which is brought out. So the tikkun has to be a physical, not a mitzvah. So the male here, the Shrekhov Baskin should not, the Apollo of Shrekhov Baskin should not be considered Messiah. And still the Torah says, he's Hayek, he's Hayek, it's Moloche, so it's a Raye, that we call for Babon is Hayek. Once we say we call for Babon is Hayek, so then we say that Tikkun also, not only does it have to be a physical Tikkun, but it has to be an intrinsic Tikkun as well. But if there hadn't been exercise of Shrekhov Baskin, then I would say that the tikkun has to be physical, but not that it has to be intrinsic. Some male marvelism, the whole thing would be considered misake. Now let's see, go with Rashi again. Now let's go over both Rashi's. Maskis Rabbiris, we call for Hapu and Potter, we call for Sheikh, we need a Maskis Rabbiri. Die haben aber auch schon zurück auf die Heile leer. Viel kachin muss ich in die Zorre kaufen, man muss auch ab, wenn ich gar was vor. Die haben auch in die Kaufe, und ich habe noch Arz und ich sage, und ich sage, Heilin. Und Rav Jude Kai gab mir noch hin, und ich bin nach Heilin. Aber in die Kaufe, und ich sage, die Porte, die haben auch gab mir ich in die Masnitz, und ich bin nicht Rav Schimen. Ich kann nicht sagen, ich support das in Rav Jude, Preis Rav Schimen, und ich mache ihn zurück auf die Heile leer. So when Rashi says, "Ein lochivu maber shein mikalke," but from maber is the grosse mikalke tzaritzim. That's already a result of the zerusakosu of Shrekhov Baskin. But if we didn't have the zerusakosu, then we would say maber is the grosse is not mikalke, because he's misaking the home, he's misaking the eichel. So and there is a physical tikkun. Once we know that even a tikkun mitzvah, which according to Rav Shimon is no tikkun altogether, is also chayev, so it's a raya that there is no requirement of misaking in respect to mavi. So maybe we say that the reason why Mavi Reitzin with the Rossi Yisrael is not because that an extrinsic physical tikkun is a tikkun, but because it's not necessary that he should be Nisak. But if you Mavi Reitzin with Rossi Yisrael, the Kalfa Tzayitzin, Mashi Yisak Tzachin and Rapshina, the Choshi and Moshi Yisrael is Gupi, and Mashi Yisrael and Chapol and Vavol and Chai, Yalef, Likamei. Now, the thesis. Chutz Mechele Lumabi, Omri Pukta Omri Bro, Pirish Rabbi Mishmuel, the Rabbi Abdi Rabbi, so much Rav Shimon, the Rabbi Kaup of Rabbi Lechaye, the Rabbi Yechan in Sobo Lech Rabbi Yudhe, the Rabbi Kaup of Rabbi Rabbi Rapote, the Tzorich, the Kaup of Rabbi Yudhe, the Chosh, the Kaup of Rabbi Yudhe, so Rabbi Mishmuel says that the Machleik is between Rabbi Abdi and Rabbi Yechan is told the machlekes of the Bid and the Shimon. And it's also mashmah. Yechei mashmah b'somuch mitir pirish rashi. Some mele, some rababuye, some akshav Shimon. That mikau kol b'chabure is chaye. Why? Because according to Rav Shimon, so, if there hadn't been exercise kosuf by Chabure, that we call for Israel, so then Mule should not even be considered the Loch. And the Torah says by Mashmini that Mule involves the Loch. So it's a raya that we call for Chabure Israel. So Mule, even in its own Chabure, is also Chayev. We call for Lomo, but there's a kosuf. Mashin can Rabbi Yechanan, he holds like Rabbi Yude. So, according to Rabbi Yude, so there is no raya from Mile, because Mile is a misaki, tikkun de mitzvah. So, Mile, Mikalkel Machabuli is brought up. But Tzorich Likalvei, then he's not Likalvei. So that means, according to Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, in Bichriyesh, that in general, even the Tikkun is an extrinsic Tikkun. And the extrinsic Tikkun and the extrinsic Tikkun is a bizarre Tikkun. Bizarre, in other words, abnormal. Each normal person will make Chabur a human being in order to come to God. Just to be crazy to do anything like that. In other words, the dog is more precious than a human being. So it's very bizarre. It's a very bizarre tickle. So, but according to the beauty, there is no So Chebel Bitzorich Likalvei is not considered Likalvei. This is actually, well, don't it make sense? It's not reasonable. This kind of Kilkor must be sucking to be Likalvei human being in order to be sucking to come in your door. It doesn't make sense. It's crazy. All right, post crazy. Post whatever you want. But there is a tikkun. In his mind, tikkun means it fulfills a purpose. Doesn't make sense to us. It makes sense to the person who does it. So it's considered tikkun. That's the shita of Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel. So because he came and I only put on the wall, the autumn is really crabbed. So that means that the reason is to I Rabbeichen and reject Rabbeis Aloche because Rabbeichen and passes like Rabbeude. So he says, put on the wall just because Rabbeichen and passes like Rabbeude. That's unreasonable. Dort in dem Stuhl kann jede man in Tag verschiedene Schichten immer wieder halt ab und vor und halt kann ich rum am Kopf auch ihre Spitzes mit Jets die Schichte von den Schuhen rasch am Kopf auch ihre die Rebabu in der Dirchane auch die mit der Rebschen und die Hand this stays here it's very relevant so it's in here it's very relevant but see how about him toilet thing either be out there or is it this act? So, of course, according to the machine, so it would be better. But the machine, like a man, who passes like a million months, so it would be better. So, are you allowed to pay a third finger like this? And how do you know how to help them? So, what do you have to do? So, you are the way. So, then it's more. But I say so, Kodakbis is not Deichen, and is the rights. So, according to Russian Rabbi Shmuel, a little bit of Jude, look at the school of Israel, somebody, pay a student paper, so it's in order. It's not in common. Why? Because it's for a purpose. It's more than Chibnitz of the Kodakbis. Chilitz of the Kalber is a economist bizarre. Another person doesn't do that. But this is a normal thing. So according to Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel, definitely, I'll read a Rabbi so tear the toilet paper involves in Lachet Reis. He's in Kalber at the same. I'll call him, but this is Israeli can Rashi. Aber der Rabbi Jude, Apfelzor, Waffel, und die Kalbe, Potter, die Hinse, Tick und Choschu, die in der Erech, Lava, und die Habele, hin und hinter die Kalbe, und die Israel Gott ist nicht über ihn fair. So Teisver says, the Talmud of the Gemara days goes without saying. The Chiddush of the Tzorot Rikalbe, not the Tzorot Rikalbe. So, he's considered the Talmud. The Talmud was the Sakri. He was the Talmud was the Sakri in a normal way, but not in a bizarre way. Somebody would set fire to the building because he needs somebody for his ashes. So he sets fire to the building. That's not the normal. That's not the normal way of being the cow killed something. So it goes without saying a little bit of building word that there is no special zarsakosu vis-a-vis the Magir and Chilveil. So then, it's true that he calculates the sacking is higher, but then the sacking has to conform to the conventions of people. Conventions of people. It has to be a normal Masli sacking, not a bizarre of Masli sacking. So, and the Ramaya said the same thing, and the Ramban said the same thing. There is in the Ramban tradition, there is no Ramban or Hamdis, but the Ramban tradition. And the Ramaya said the same thing like the first Washington, that according to a Yude, so some Brocho, according to the Yude, so Chidol Bitzorich Bichalve is not considered Bishalve, because it's not normal way of people to behave on human being in order to come in the door with blood, but suppose it's Chidol Shvatim, in order to come in the door with blood, then according to the Yude too is Bishalve, because that's the universal practice. There's the universal practice. But we did the Rakshina that we had it as a cause. That really will be called this fire because by Mule. So, a little bit of Rakshina, so Mule is not considered the real Messiah. But it's Tikkun Yeris. It's not considered Messiah because a little bit of Rakshina, it has to involve, it has to be in the second and physical level, not a mitzvah, a fun, but Sasti coming is. It has the Chorakoch as the semblance of Messiah. It's not a real Messiah, but Sasti coming there is. So, Mele, without the Zerosakos, that Tikkun wouldn't be sufficient Tikkun. But since we have the Zerosakos, so Rabbi Yochanan says, since without zero sakos, Rabbi Yochanan says, since without zero sakos, that wouldn't be a tikkun, but we have zero sakos, so mele only in the chobei al chidushi. That's what it means. So in other words, only when there is chassid. But when there is no tikkun altogether, not even so for chalve, so then chilve is also fulfilled. But so for chalve, so there is such tikkun. But the bizarre tikkun, not the real tikkun, not the tikkun that conforms to the convention of people, so there's a zeros akosu. But the zeros akosu only applies to a case where there is chassid, a bizarre. But where there is no tikkun altogether, not even a bizarre tikkun, an unusual tikkun, so then there is no zeros akos. And Rav Afuye says, no, since a bizarre tikkun is not a tikkun, but here we have zeros akos, so the zeros akos is we don't need anything, not even tzas. There is a tikkun choshim, there are Rav Chavir, there is a tikkun kalim, there is a tikkun kalim, there is a אף על גב בכל שייך אם יקלפלו כי גם מבינו שאתם תהיה איזה שקש אנו אם בקיר קוליזם נסלסקי in accordance with the practice of people so then it's not because then it is that how is it that more says גב בסקי שלך זורי מותר לשתגוע אותו, זה רב לרייס, אינת, אין את הרב לדעות. and then I think are such a rich power that one is not allowed in the body set to use. He's hacking Shalom Rizore. Because it's not considered men. So why isn't it considered men? Because what benefit does he derive from the sakish labizore by virtue of the fact that he used it in taking a living name and shach. So when it was living with all shach, so it was only covered for this, it was all the radia, he could do some plowing with it, so many things, so many profitable things he could do with the baby. Now he shach said, it's only all everything profitable. And then after so we need the document to finish. So he had greater work for a longer time before it was Mishchai and after it was Mishchai. So the Mele, there is a tikkun, but the kilkul is more than the tikkun. Fortunately, he could use it for a long time, for his waters, for shriche, or anything. So Mele is not considered Mele from the Sakish Lavita, because he really doesn't benefit so much. There is more detriment to him than benefit. So that's the Gabidin Sero, Israel Murvah, and we see that we are coming out here, or we saw the day of Isaac, or the problem of men and Abdullah. So they, the kill or the detriment is more than the benefit. There is not even the Isaac of men and Abdullah. Mashiach to the Gabi Shabbos, even if the kill is, even if the detriment is more than that. But as long as there is a benefit, and it's done in conformity to the convention of people, so we don't weigh the extent of the benefit it's against the extent and the magnitude of the detriment. As long as there is any benefit, and it's done in accordance with the practice of people, it certainly in accordance with the universal practice of people, the Shachtarim, some melee is considered So that's the first lotion. So the first lotion in Tesis is, you see, so where is it called in Rashi Rabbi Shmuel? So any Almas Lissak, even if it's not usual, it's highly bizarre. So, but if in his mind he does it for that tikkun, some melee is considered misakim. Then Taisu says no. That generally speaking, without the special verse of also, for example, there is no special verse of also. So misakim has to be misakim in accordance with the convention of people. If it accords in the convention of people, then we don't weigh the extent of the benefit of the tikkun as against the extent and magnitude of the kill. But as long as it conforms to the convention of people, but where it doesn't conform to the that's generally speaking. But according to Shimon, there is a special Zakosum that happy here. So then there is a crickets between Rabuye and Rabhinen, and Rabuye, I'm sorry, Rabuye and Rabhinen. Rabuye says that since Barichetel and Mavi, there is no real Misake, so Neyri is a Sakosu without any tikkun in Israel. Rabhinen says no. We have the Sakosu that evening is exas because he's all right. But for no to know, then he's not high. That's one question. And for a short, the Hoshit that you then. The whole the Hoshit that you the Mikalkovich or the Kalb in the Afrik, the Vishnati Kumbobis, he sure Allah Hamikan. Allah has Hamur Bradam. ולאחש כל צהבור בואים פה, אבו בשני חדיש הסקיר כל בואו להתיקום שמציע מיני לבנה חי, וקראי על מיני מצאים שמיד סבין סי, חוש ולגמיד נע בתיקום, ויש הסקיר כל בואו להתיקום, וכן בא לגס המזיקים, חי ולדיודה, ניפו התיקום יש הסקיר כל, ורבשים אלי בצמותיניאס, So, the second question takes place is a little bit like Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel. Because in regard to the question whether it is bizarre, unusual, Tikkun is considered Misakei, so Rabbi Tam also agrees to a certain extent with that she did the Tikkun, if the Tikkun is bizarre, means does not conform to the convention of people, it still be considered bizarre, provided that bizarre tikkun is simultaneous in the kirk. But if it's not simultaneous, if at the time of the kirk there is no tikkun whatsoever, but later there is tikkun, then it's not considered bizarre. So now, let's again respect the territory of Shabbos, according to Rabbi. So, according to Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tesfes, he does not know the Brachad Reis. Then, according to the first question, he says, I'm sorry, and according to Tesfes, Soteri Tulip prevailed independently. First question or the second question? According to the first question, it is this, that the criterion is whether it's done in accordance with the practice of people or not, but whether it's simultaneous with the kilku or not doesn't matter. So Mele, we certainly conform to convention of people to kalpa paper in order to copy itself when you need to wash them. So Mele, so in Bailey is considered Misaki. But according to the second Kamatamshi, that the criterion is not whether it conforms to the practice of people, but the criterion consists in being simultaneous with the curable, and some male here it's not simultaneous with the curable. First it cares, then the emotion. Later when he uses it, so then there is the tikkun, some male to be considered a tikkun. So according to Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel, so ten to prepare is also in all circumstances. In all circumstances, there is no hetter of kolidabris. According to Tesfes, so according to the first version of Tesfes, it's also according to the first Russian Tesfes, according to the first Russian Tesfes, it's also, and according to the second Russian Tesfes, since it's not simultaneous, some mailing is recalculated, even though it conforms to the convention. That's it. The chayim, והריגה סמזיקים חי ולבדו לי דברתי כמו שעשר תיאורקו ורבשים הם קודם שלנו רבשים ישראל גופו יקרי על מסליט זה אומר כל מסליט עם חי ולכול העומד אם מקום את רבשים הם אף על גב שמשעשה תיאורקו נברתי כמו זה לא זה קורה ש... טוב, וואי זה חי ולכול תיקום נזנת הנותן יש לי כאילו פרסט יזכרי על הבגד and then he sews it up. So that's later. So he said, I'm Mishum Sha'akil Kudim, Tikun Yishakil, and he said, Tikun Gomu, Sha'in Yoch Elasik Sas Tikun Yoratikil. So in the case where as a result of the Kilko opening, the thing itself that is Mikalkil will be more Mishukon, then even a comment of Shimon חיל חוצות וקאווה, אם תנאבי, ובעבוי אדי חי עשוי דין צורך וקאווה, צ'יב דין צורך ואו, אדו לא חשני צריך לגופו, יאף על כך מחי ורפשים לקאווה וחבורו, מכל מוקים בוי צריך לגופו, כי נאמין אמרי שאנחנו עוקים, מה נשאר מסליד עוד מקאווה וחבורה חי ורפשים אל, הום אדו לא חשני צריך לגופו, פוטר עלי, יחי משמע לפריק על גודל גבי חלוזן, ולפריק על קיצי וסיירי, ובסייר פריק על קיצי, קיצי פריק סוף כוחר. סופים זה סיכה שסינץ רבב גוי, איזה חי אידן בחיילה, אין בין צורך לקלבי, עלי מדרשים אין אפוס. That's what he said. So, so mele hauken da babu yin chai da yichi im nintzor ki kaube but you notice another mention that even Rav Shimon who says in kaube b'chabur is chayev but no lo ha shen yitzri chalu gupa b'chabur ve is bodem so mele if there is no misaken opener, chemio de nitzori chafir li kalbe. So how is it in the Lord has to do it? He has no use for it. He just, even from his point of view, it's guilty. So there is no milochet. So it's milochet in Zirkom Dupo. Now anyway, takes the says, and that's the the riot from the moments in heaven. Godel, which is the teaching of Shimon, who says, the call of Chabur is Chayel, but the Lord Hashem Tzrich on Gufa B'Chabur, the Lord Hashem Tzrich on Gufa B'Chabur is Pot. Now the Ramban, he says, in a very long Ramban, we couldn't go over it now, too long, the very long Ramban, so, what the Ramban says, and actually there is Kashi thesis itself and Kashi. In Kabbalah, we discussed it. How would the Gemara say that Meloch Hashem Yitzrich Holy Gufo? Meloch Hashem Yitzrich Holy Gufo. So, by Chabur, he's supporting all the Rav Shimon, but in the same way the Gemara says in thesis, Hanachu with Nekis, Hoyu, Mikalkon Chabur Chaye, Misasik Chabur Chaye. So what's the shaykhaz between Mikalkon Chabur and Misasik Chabur? Yevikor Sakot Sambanile, Mikal Chabur Chaye. Why is that the ocean? Why is it Misasik Chabur Chaye? So the answer is because the Aloch of Mikalkon Chabur Chaye and the Aloch of Misasik Chabur Chaye are both emanating from the same Sakot Sambanile, Sambanile. Since we have it as a cost of a new way, that the power of a police high that means the requirement of the Rakhs Machete is going to apply to Chabure. So the requirement of the Rakhs Machete is regarding the Sassin should apply, shouldn't apply to Chabure either. So the same way we should say, since the non-Chabi they say that the Russian is going to be supported because it's not the Rakhs Machete, some melee And we have this, of course, that we have the requirement of the function is in respecting how well does it apply. So the requirement of the function is in respect to the option is going to perform. Should apply it, that's the discussion of what it takes to go to the So at that time we mentioned that because there is a basic difference between the Sarsakosuk of the Rams, Sheves, the Gabi, Kalkil, Sase, and the Sarsakosuk of the Rams, Sheves, which are large and very large. Especially in the Gabi thesis, because thesis says that whether a certain Loch is a Loch has to be determined in respect to each Loch in its own requirement. So there is no general cloud. What is Loch has to be? There is no general cloud. In other words, we have to learn it out from the Mishnah. So, in the Mishnah, so we got vis-a-vis Kibur, if it's an atlas is perhaps more than for you. Right after the atlas is perhaps. The answer is because the Tzirach of the Mishkan for which Kibur was done was last time. So Nele, so the Aloch is, the Alkus is, the vis-a-vis Kibur, the Aloch is in the book on me, it's not last time. And then, Hamavi Akitzi, the Shasarabi, is in the Aloch is in the book on me, sorry. Because in the Mishkan, when they carry something, they carry it for a positive purpose, not for a negative purpose. In the Mishkan, they didn't carry any objects for a negative purpose in order to get rid of that. In the Mishkan, when they carry it, so they carry it for a positive purpose because they wanted to use the object. Mashiach Kingi, it's a negative purpose, like it needs a vessel cable, you want to retreat. Or Mother Kate Mishrabi wants to prevent the male Mishrabi from getting hurt. So male, that's wrong. So in respect to each Moloche, there is a unique Yalkus. It's not a general the Yalkus that applies to all Moloches. That's in regard to the Moloches of Shevis, for example. In respect, Loch is a question. In respect to the culture, it's a general question. So, really, that was the discussion. Why is it that we say, Oh, Hanacho, it's Nakis, Hoyo, Misasi, Hoyo, Kalko, Hapur, Hayo, Misasi, Hapur. You should say the same thing. Hanachle lechabule hoil kalko abur chai kudashim it's ten people to chapel chai. And the Gemara says, no. So the answer is, when it's a question of the relationship between the kalko and the sasim, so both zeres akosmos of Melechis Mashevis are of the same nature in our same general zeres akosmos. So we say, since the Kapura, the general Zazakosta, I say general, and I don't mean general in part, I could, but general in Lamates Loch, just as the general Zazakosta of Kauke, Potter, doesn't apply to Kapura, so the general Zazakosta of Misasik Potter doesn't apply to Kapura. Mashiach Loch is only book, it's not the general Zazakosta, it's a it's a specific Zerasakosu, peculiar to each Moloche, and loyal Ezekiel is there. In respect to one Moloche, some Lochshin's Kulguma means one thing, and respect to Itzoye, Lochshin's Kulguma means he has to carry it for a positive purpose, not for a negative purpose. In respect to Kibur, Lochshin's Kulguma means something else, often not positive, negative. But was is therefore, so maybe we cannot say just because the general Zerasakosu for the Kauke doesn't apply to Chabure, so the specific Zerasakosu of the Lochash and its group of Kota doesn't apply to Chabure, it's different Zerasakosu. There we have the specific Zerasakosu in respect to each Lochash in its own unique way. That was the time. But according to their space, so it's equal according to everything, that even though Rav Shimon says, Mikalkot Abu Yisrael, but Rav Shimon says, for the group for, so he's put, according to Abu Yisrael, according to Rav Yehan, the Rabban is Rav Yehan, the Rabban very long Rabban, the Rabban is Rav Yehan, and he says, he raises the question, Joseph, the Gemara says, Hanachwal me, holy Kalkul Chapul Chai, in Sassim Chapul Chai, so you should say the same thing with that Mokhi Chai Kupo. How is it? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Man Shamus Leyon Kalkul Chapul Chai, Rav Shimon, Ha'oma, Merocho, Shem Tzlich Ha'u Kupo, Merocho, Shem Tzlich Ha'u Kupo, is Potter, Merocho, Shem Tzlich Ha'u Kupo, is Potter. So he says, now that question is the machlokes between Rabuye and Rabuye. So Rabuye says that Mikalko the Chabure, Mikalko the Chabure is part of Rabuye with the Rabshin. Mikalko the Chabure is, Mikalko the Chabure is Chayim, I'm sorry. Rabuye says that Mikalko the Chabure is Mikalko Gomo. Not in the Israel, like they said. But one change. So Alibi the Rav Shimon, Rabbi says that we counter the Chabur Israel. We counter the Chabur Israel. So Mele Israel, even is the Chabur Amor. But then the question arises. So the Rabbi says, no, the same one is. Hanach the Gemara says in Jesus, Hanach who it makes, who the Kal the Chabur Chayim, he says the Chabur also Chayim. So who you the Kal the Chabur Chayim, so the Rabbi says, the Kal the Chabur Chayim, not the Chayim. The Rabbi says, there's a case of discussion in Kol Godot. But not the space that says in Rabbi Yechane, but the Xerza Kosov is the Tibni is not to be Sakhin Gomor Ischai, but he has to be the Sakhin Tzaz now. According to Ramban, so Rabbi Yechane is maybe that no different thing called the Sakhin Tzaz, the Sakhin Gomor, if it's not, if essentially, this tikkun is not a real tikkun, so what did it make? But tzas tikkun, not tzas tikkun. So maybe we should say as far as the requirement of Nisakin is concerned, we have a also, there is no requirement of Nisakin. If there is no requirement of Nisakin, it doesn't even have to be a Nisakin tzas. But there is another problem. There is a problem of Moloch Hashem Tzrich Lugufo. So we have a Gzera Sakosu that we count on the Chabur Yisrael, but we don't have a Gzera Sakosu that Moloch Hashem Yitzchuku of the Chabur Yisrael. So Mele, in the case of Chidil, the Yitzchuku Chatil, we count on So we have two problems. First of all, is we count on it. So he has a Gzera Sakosu that doesn't have to be inside. So we call good also the Chayim. But we have another Aloch, and Aloch Hashem Yitzchuk Ha'u Yigufo is Poter. So if he's Chidun Bitzot Yitzchuk Ha'u Yigufo, then it's Aloch Hatzpun. As far as Aloch Hatzpun is concerned, so we can resolve Tzira. We only have to consider his point of view. We don't have to apply an objective standard. Why? Because we are the normal people. So we consider it strange, all right, but in his mind, this is a very important thing. Trigger is up recording to him is uppermost in his mind. I mean, how many things don't? He's there everything. So, he's there a Chabura in the human being too. So, in Mele, it is in Lochatz and Kalibufo. Lochatz and Kalibufo has to be determined on the basis of his approach, not on the basis of our rational approach. So we might consider it very bizarre, but in his mind, that's his Sera. He has to come in the door, so it's all Kalibufo. What could be? In other words, as far as Lochatz and Kalibufo is concerned, we have to apply his subjective approach. But as far as the culture is concerned, we have to apply an objective approach. Rabbi Yechon said, if he's chidel, the tzorach hapiur in kalve, so truly, he's in sakin, but we have it as a kosum. He's not in sakin, he's in kalke, but we have it as a kosum. The kalke is high, would be another problem of the lochashim to the little pota. But the kalkuye said, why is the longest? The Gemara says in Trises, Anach is naked, the kalkuye, holy, the kalkuye, the kalkuye, the kalkuye, the kalkuye, the kalkuye, so he applies the lochashim to the little pota. And Rabbi Yechon says, no, you cannot apply the same longest. More says in respect to the relationship between culture and Visasi, you cannot apply that same relationship, the same logic in respect to the connection between Mikalkeir and Lochin. So why not? So as I said, the parents is over, because here Lochin School before is based upon the specific Zerzakos in respect to each and every Melocha separately, whereas the culture involves the general Zerzakos. So that's the Ramanji. Okay, so that's. Now, next week, I discuss it a lot. Once we told me that next week in the following, let's say, next week means the week of January the 5th. And the following week, the week of January the 12th. So, there's no purpose of doing something. We conquer them, not to meet with us.